I don't know about you, but we're always looking for ways to get our kids involved and give back in our local community. That's why we're excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers. Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. I would love for Violet to do this program when she's in high school.
This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, it's also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
Oh, I'm emailing about his new show.
Oh my gosh, you have to tell him how often we use volunteers, not recruits. That was his.
I know. I feel like we totally stole it from him. I feel like we own it now.
I know.
But I will tell him. Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Sarah Fain, a TV writer and producer living in Ojai, right outside of LA, and with me is my high school friend and writing partner, Liz.
That's me, Liz Craft. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is a life in Los Angeles.
In today's episode, we'll discuss a new show that is not new to us, Bad Sisters. Then, in Take a Hike, we'll share our strategies for how to deal with crazy.
Next in Hits and Bombs, I have a hit for Sarah's recent time management, and we have a much-requested and well-deserved bomb.
Finally, this week's Hollywood hack is a universally loved lifestyle brand.
But first, we have updates. So, Sarah, this comes from Mallory. She says, "Good day, ladies. I am a salon owner and stylist. You were asking about work words. I had a teacher that taught us about pocket curls from the 80s. It was when you might be doing a perm or curling the hair and the curl burns off the client and you put it in your pocket to hide the fact that it fell off. Today, I use a green comb with new service providers. I just take the green comb out of my drawer and place it on my station. This signals to the new service provider that what they are talking about is not appropriate to talk to clients about, like how drunk you got last night, without calling them out in front of clients." And then she goes on to say that the podcast helps in many areas of work, not just TV writing, which I appreciate. So, Sarah,
thanks,
that just
Mallory.
Cracks me up. The pocket curl. It felt so 80s. I mean,
so
we 80s. Could all picture that perm.
Yes. And can't you just picture that person standing there with the curl in their hand, just subtly like sliding it down into yes. their pocket?
Yes, I can. But I thought that her green comb trick was a great way to manage her salon without, as she said, calling anyone out in front of clients. So very
yes.
clever.
It's nonverbal lingo.
Yes.
And Liz, we are preparing for our summer listener questions episode. So now is the time to send your questions. You can ask us about anything, life in Hollywood, TV writing, or friendship, you name it. Email or send a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. You know we love to hear from you.
Yes, we do. Corgi questions, welcome. Just saying. Okay, Sarah, it's time for From the Treadmill Desk Of, in which we discuss what's most pressing in our work psyches. This week, it's Bad Sisters. And to be clear, I do not mean my sister Gretchen. Bad Sisters is a new TV show.
Yes. It's a new Apple TV Plus show. It's a witty and darkly comedic murder mystery series from the Emmy Award nominee and BAFTA Award-winning creator and star Sharon Horgan. It's about the tight-knit Garvey sisters who have always looked out for each other. When their brother-in-law winds up dead, his life insurers launch an investigation to prove malicious intent and set their sights on the sisters, all of whom had ample reason to kill him. Okay, it sounds good, right? But it sounds extra good to us.
Yes. Well, Sarah, so this is a show that you and I are very familiar with because we actually wrote a script for it twice when we were under our overall deal at ABC. And for a little context, originally, the show now called Bad Sisters was called The Outlaws, aka Clan, and it was a Flemish show that showed on Belgian TV, on a Belgian channel anyway. And it was sent to us, and we fell madly in love with it and were desperate to do this show. And ABC was very excited about it. However, right from the get-go, we had worries about doing it right.
Yes. We really felt that it should be, honestly, closer to what the original was. I mean, the original show is so good. If you can find it online somewhere, watch it so you can then watch Sharon Horgan's version and compare them. I'm sure both will be amazing.
Yeah.
But we loved the original version and we really felt like, why are we reinventing this particular wheel? This is a really good wheel. But, you know, that's just sometimes not how the development process goes.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are just certain realities of doing network television that you have to make something that fits network television. And this was definitely more of a streaming vibe, the original.
Yes.
So we always knew we were kind of fitting the square peg into the round hole, but we loved it so much. We were like, we want to shave off these corners and make it fit because this show is so good. And it's kind of what you and I have talked about on the podcast many times, which is ultimately a show needs to be what it is.
Yeah.
I personally think that's why we've had success with Fantasy Island. I feel like we've let the show be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the network and studio have let the show be what it is. And so therefore it is what it should be.
Yeah.
And as much as do I feel a pang that the amazing Sharon Horgan is now going to do this show and everyone's going to be talking about how awesome it is. And I think, wow, we could have had our names on that show. Yes, I feel a pang. But I also feel excited that it's getting the life that it should.
Yes, I don't even feel a pang, honestly. I'm just so excited about seeing her version. It's just so good, and I can't wait to see what she's done with it, and she's hilarious and amazing. I love her show Catastrophe. I'm just like,
yeah.
She is the person who should be doing this show,
so it's
just, I mean, it's so amazing. I cannot wait to see it.
Yes. Hey, we kept the show warm for Sharon Horgan, and that's not a bad thing.
Yes, exactly. We were the foot warmers.
Okay, so everybody, by the way, it's going to be 10 episodes and it's debuting globally with the first two episodes on Friday, August 19th, followed by one new episode weekly every Friday through October 14th. So I'd love to hear from people if you watch it and what you think of it, and we will watch and share our thoughts as well.
And we are probably some of the few people on this continent who have seen the original. So
yes.
we'll report back.
Yes, yes.
With our compare and contrasts.
Yes. Okay, coming up, three tricks for dealing with crazy. But first, this break.
Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. 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 There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. For instance, her first job was as a movie usher, and she would walk around with a flashlight and tell people to get their feet off the seat, and I just love hearing about it. Well, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother or your mom figure's life for years to come. And at the end, you get it all put together in a book. And I know I will be so happy to have that book on the shelf and be able to open it anytime I want and read a wonderful story about my mom.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, you'll save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/Hollywood. That's storyworth.com/Hollywood to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, Liz, it's time for Take a Hike, in which we discuss physical, mental, or spiritual health. And today we're talking about how to deal with crazy. Now, we want to be clear, we're using that term in the colloquial sense. And I think it's apt right now because just looking around in the world, it feels like the long-term emotional, psychological toll of the pandemic is actually hitting now. Like, we all kept it together a long time. And then now it's all the fallout is starting to appear. And I think a lot of people are having a hard time. And then just in our lives and careers, we all deal with people who are challenging.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, Hollywood breeds a lot of insecurity in all of us, writers, producers, directors, executives, you name it. And there's a lot of insecurity, fear of getting fired, all of that. And that can sometimes bring out not the best in people. And these aren't even necessarily, it's not that people have bad intention. It's just that bad things come out or behavior that makes no sense that one might call, quote, crazy. And so we've figured out three ways to deal with this, one of which comes from a friend's therapist, which we will get to. But Sarah, do you want to start with option number one?
Yeah. So option number one is the snap out of it technique. And we all remember Moonstruck when Cher slaps Nicolas Cage because he says he's in love with her and tells him to snap out of it, right? There's that kind of technique where you just do something sudden and a little bit shocking to get people to go like, ah, wait a minute. Take a breath.
Not a slap, to be clear.
Not an actual slap, no.
But a verbal slap, maybe.
Yes. Yes, a quick snap out of it. Like this, I find works well with Violet because I'm not like a yeller or like, you know what I mean? Like usually I'm pretty like chill. If I yell stop about something, she'll be like, oh,
stop.
Okay, I'm going to stop now because that snapped me out of it.
Now, option number two is act more, quote, crazy than the person you're dealing with. I have employed this before, Sarah, it's a crazy situation and I just went off crazier, and it can work because then everybody stops and goes, oh man, this girl is in bad shape. Like we need to cater to her to get through the situation. I'm going to set aside my issues and focus on this woman. Now, you don't want to pull that out too often because, it can make you seem, well, like you have issues dealing with stuff. But in a case where it's a dire situation, you may need it. You and I have talked about doing this for years. I mean,
for years.
Yeah. We've said, you know what? Just one time, when I'm being faced with a situation, could be on set with an actor, could be with an executive, could be with, another writer, anything, I just want to pull out my full on wackiness and like come at them and then just, you know, scare them.
Yeah.
So I did it and it did work, but I try not to do that often.
I can only think of one time that you did it, but it was, I have to say, it was very satisfying.
Well, it won't be the last, I'm sure.
Well, now it's a strategy we know works. Yeah. So I also think you have to be careful about, like, can you get away with that or not? You can get away with that. I don't think I could get away with it.
I know what you mean by that.
You know?
I think
you have to analyze if you're a person who can pull that off.
Yeah, I think you come off scarier than I do.
Right. I would come off as scary. You just come out off as like,
wah! Yeah, I come off as, oh my God, help her. Somebody yeah. help her. So that's the difference between us, I think.
Yes. So that's not a strategy I'll go for.
Yeah. So that's why the snap out of it, I think, can work for you because you right. do seem scary. I don't know that yes. that would work for me.
See, this is why we have multiple strategies.
Yeah. Okay. So the reason we even started talking about this topic was because our friend got amazing advice from a therapist. And we feel like if we can employ this advice, we've cracked the code to life.
To existence.
Yes. Yes. At least existence in Hollywood. So can you explain what it is, Sarah?
Yes. So we were at lunch with our friend and he was saying that he was talking to his therapist about strategies for dealing with just this kind of situation that is just like, I don't know what to do here. I'm not dealing with like a rational situation or person. And his therapist said, you're treating people like they are rational when they're not rational. So what you have to do, and this is the example she used. She had a patient who had a psychotic break after a traumatic experience. And she went to the hospital to see the patient. And she was in the middle of sort of a fictional world where the traumatic event hadn't happened. And she was just like having a birthday party for someone who had died. And it was, you know, it was just like totally not in reality. And what our friend's therapist said, everyone else was like trying to get her to face reality.
Right. There are no guests here. There are no gifts. Yeah. This is not a birthday party.
There yeah. is not a cake. Yeah. But the therapist went into that fictional reality with her. And only by going into that fictional reality was she then able to compassionately and gently lead her back to reality to deal with her trauma.
Yes. So the therapist was like, enter the fantasy, take the person's hand and lead them where you need them to go. And this just rocked our world. What we can't figure out yet is how do you do this? Like, what words do you say? What does this look like?
Yes.
But I know we'll be trying it first chance we get.
Yes. Now, in some ways, I mean, it's a little like the parenting strategy of like when a kid is having a freak out, you know, saying, yes, you are so upset about the balloon popping. You know, it's so terrible that the balloon popped. It's really upsetting, you know, and just like fully acknowledging their feelings to help them get through them. I think it's a little bit of that.
I think you're trying
to think of situations where this would have been useful without revealing too much. But, you know, I had a conversation with someone that we worked with who was, I mean, melting down. After the conversation, I literally was having back spasms because I just felt so like, oh my God, what is this? Is not, I don't know how to deal with this person, right?
Yes. You were trying to speak rationally.
Yes.
I know what the incident you're talking about. You were trying to be, here's this argument and this logical point.
Yeah. Well, just to calm them down, to be rational.
And you should have said, yes, you're right. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Let's figure this out. How can I help you?
Yes. That was a terrible reality that you were in.
Absolutely. And yes. And we are going to do better by that.
Yes. And take them by the hand and lead them to, you know, this is how we move forward or something. Yes. Right?
Yes. Now, I have to say, by the way, that the people we work with on Fantasy Island are so amazing and are needing of this yes. which is wonderful. And we've gotten to a point where that's what we seek out, is those kinds of people. Yeah. And we highly suggest to everyone that the first step is not even having to deal with this, but sometimes it's unavoidable. And as we know, as much as Fantasy Island is great, it won't last forever. And the day will come when we are dealing with this, no doubt, in some other situation. And we want to be ready.
Yes. And just thinking about this, my back is getting tight. I'm like, oh, I need my Theragun.
But I almost like I want to have a situation to use this, because I think you're right. I think what you're saying is the way to do it. You know what? It takes discipline, though.
It does. Yes. And I want to hear from our listeners, because like you said, what words do we use? So if any of our listeners have thoughts on how to go into the alternate reality with someone and take them by the hand and walk them out, please do send us an email at happierinhollywood@gmail.com.
Yes. I can't wait to hear what people have to say.
I know.
Okay, Sarah, it is time for hits and bombs, because Hollywood is all about big hits and big bombs. And this week, I am giving you a hit for using your time when Violet was at camp very well.
Oh, thanks.
So both of our kids were at camp for 2 weeks. And so we were, you know, child-free for 2 weeks. And you have been through it this year, let's say, and depleted. And it was, I feel like you really used your time to get things done, but also to take care of yourself a little bit.
Yes. It's funny because I don't know that it was intentional. I think just I dropped Violet off at camp and then I just went boom and like shut down. So I did a lot of binge watching. You know, my to-do list is endless and I wasn't too obsessed with getting through it, which I think was good. Like I read books and I did not do any kind of crafty stuff, which is kind of a bummer. But I watched so many shows. Like I finished Barry. I watched both seasons of Bridgerton. I just was like Little Miss Binge the entire time. And I feel like I've now caught up to everyone else in the pop culture universe.
Yes. You were always like, wait, I don't know the show. I don't know what you're talking about. And now you're caught up so you can rejoin the conversation about pop culture.
Exactly. Yes, which has been quite lovely. Anyway, thank you for that hit.
Yes. And then, Sarah, we have a mutual bomb to the Supreme Court for overturning Roe v. Wade. And this bomb sort of goes without saying, but we have had listeners write in and say, will you please give a bomb on this subject? So, of course, how could we not?
There are more than enough bombs to go around on this particular subject. But as we give this bomb, because honestly, it's just the most crushing, infuriating, devastating thing that could happen for American women. But I want to turn it around and give a hit to a young woman named Olivia Juliana, who you can find on Twitter. She's at Olivia Juliana, who has raised over $2 million for abortion funds. And this is after an awful politician whose name I'm not even going to say insulted her. And she just turned it right around and was like, you know what? I'm going to turn this negative into a positive. And she is amazing. She's a young woman in Texas. She is so cool. So check her out.
Yes.
Give to the abortion fund that she started and we'll get through this.
Yes. And then, Sarah, I also wanted to mention that a letter went out to different companies in Hollywood asking them to publish their policies on how to help women who need abortions in states, you know, where they may be shooting, where it is against the law, and is there travel funds, and how are we protecting their privacy, and all of those things. And this letter, which ended up being in Deadline, so we can link to it in the show notes, was signed by over 400 female showrunners, us included. And it felt good just to start the process of trying to deal with this.
Yeah. So saying this is not okay.
Okay. Well, that's a bomb that, you know, that could be every week. Okay.
Yeah.
Coming up, this week's Hollywood hack really hits the target. But first, this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, Liz, it's time for this week's Hollywood hack, which is actually goes so much beyond Hollywood.
Yes, it does.
It is Universal Thread from Target.
Yes. So this is my hack because I just want to tell people that if you are looking for a casual dress, if you are looking for shorts, if you are looking for many different items, I find that Universal Thread, which is a brand at Target, is really high quality and looks good and is extremely affordable. And I have dresses from Universal Thread that I have washed in the washing machine 100 times and they still look good. And, you know, it's just because people talk about Target and like a lot of people, that's where they shop. But other people say, I don't know what to get there. It's kind of an ongoing discussion. And I have just noticed over the last few years that I just go straight for that brand. And I always find something that I end up wearing for a long time.
Yes. I think last year they leaned a little too hard into the prairie look.
Perhaps.
But that's past.
Yes.
Yes, I absolutely love Universal. This is not an ad, we
no,
should say.
No, it is
I
not
love
an
Universal
ad.
Thread for Violet because, I mean, she's growing so fast. And now she wears like size 8 shoes and women's size small. So I'm just like, she just goes through clothes so quickly that I am just like, I'm not spending a ton of money on every single shirt she wears.
Yeah.
And I love Universal Thread.
Okay.
And that's it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. For questions or comments, email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And please follow us if you haven't already.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Sankola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram at Sankola Sound.
Thanks to everyone at Cadence 13. And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project.
Listen to the other Onward Project podcasts. Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Side Hustle School, Do the Thing with Whole30's Melissa Urban, and Everything Happens with Kate Bowler.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at SFain and Liz is at Liz Craft. We also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join in on the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Liz Craft.
And I'm Sarah Fain. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it. So, Sarah, we ended up washing a lot of Jack's clothes twice. Did you do that? Because they were just so bad. His sleeping bag is on, like, wash number 3.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, my washing machine has a 3-hour cycle that I didn't even know it has. Uh-huh. And I put all of the dirtiest clothes through that cycle twice.
Yes.
Okay. It was like nothing I've ever seen.
I know. It was insane.
From the Onward Project.